out of the anti-white system and tune in to the pro-white system at radioarian.com.
Welcome to the Daily Nationalist. Today's date is Friday the 30th of August 2019. You're listening to me, Sven Longshanks, broadcasting at radioarian.com. Once again, it's Friday. We got that Friday feeling. Our listeners are on their way home from work or tuning in during the lunch hour. And of course, they want to hear from my co-host today, Mr. Grandpa Lampshade from Texas. Grandpa, how you doing?
Oh, doing all right, Sven. That's right. It's Friday. It can only mean one thing. The Daily Nationalist, Longshanks, Lampshade, Clown World in Review. And you know, I was thinking, Sven, you know, there's bound to be various international agencies against the hatreds that probably monitor Radio Arian. And I was thinking about what that's probably like, you know, because there's probably like a few normal people in there, you know, and I was thinking like at the American version, they walk up like the two normal guys walk up to the desk of, you know, they, them, don't gender specify me. And they're like, so how's it going? And it's like burst into tears. It's like, you know, I'm going to hell because I'm a degenerate, unrepentant child of Satan. They're like, oh, you got assigned to the Church of the Lampshade. And likewise, I was imagining it like at the British version, the two white British guys that are left there snicker under their breath to one another in the cafeteria at lunch as they watch the table full of quote unquote British blacks eat fast food fried chicken without utilizing cutlery. And you know, they've been monitoring Arian Britannia and likewise probably the dead giveaway is the few normal people left all volunteer to monitor the Friday installment of Clown World in Review. It's like, we've got this stakeout. You go ahead and go pick up your non-species specific child, i.e. your pet snake, from daycare. We've got this. We'll monitor Clown World in Review.
Yeah, I often think that, actually. I'm sure we must be monitored. I mean, they monitor all the nationalist talk that goes on. And I'm fairly certain that the people that aren't actually supposed to be monitoring it, I mean, sort of people in the army, people in the police force, I'm sure they'll listen to us because they know what's going on. They're right on the hard end of it. I mean, they see what's going on the streets. They know who it is that's causing all the crime. They know how ridiculous the orders are that come from above, and you know, they need a break from it. And of course, they're going to tune into Radio Arian. But besides that, we've also had sabotage from the top today. I've spent the last 15 minutes trying to work out my sound settings. Windows 10 have just wiped out all the sound settings. It's no longer your mic, all your different mics set there next to all your different speakers and your preferences and your levels, all of it, the whole lot has just been wiped out completely. So it's just taken me 15 minutes to try and work out where everything is. I think I've got it sorted, but I'm certain they do this on purpose just to mess up us podcasters, and especially on Skype. We know that they're always messing around with Skype. They hate the fact that we talk to one another, that we talk sense to one another, and that people enjoy listening to it. And of course, we've got another one of these news stories today, absolutely ludicrous news stories that we are going to point out the truth behind it. I'll just read this title out. Lesbian couples share their dilemma after one transitions to a man, leaving people assuming they are a straight couple when they are proudly gay. Of course, this is this confusion that is now arising amongst these homosexuals once their partner decides to be a transsexual. A couple who met as two women have shared their dilemma after one transitioned to become male, leaving the other struggling to cope after years of being in a same-sex relationship. Andy Arnold and Kate Murray have been together for several years. In 2017, Andy revealed that he identified as a man and would be transitioning. And of course, this has caused all sorts of problems for them, because basically people now look at them and they think, oh, it's just a normal straight couple. And isn't that what these transsexuals want? Don't they want to be accepted as just being the opposite gender? Well, it would appear not. Because this couple are not very happy about this, especially the lesbian that's actually with this other lesbian that wants to be a man. She's furious because people no longer look at them and think that they're queer, basically. I mean, and what that really says is that these homosexuals, they just want to be the centre of attention all the time. And if they're just seen as being normal and just being the same as everybody else, they don't like it. They're furious about it, and that's basically what this story is about here, Grandpa.
I remember in my youth, you know, I wasn't always the upright lampshade that I am now. And I remember in my youth, you know, many years ago, when like most young men, you know, we're focused on, you know, having fun, drinking beers and chasing women. And I remember one of the really, you know, just kind of lame, crappy jokes we used to tell amongst ourselves. One of those jokes that used to be funny just because you had a few beers in you, you know, was the line of, you know, I'm a lesbian trapped in a man's body. But little did we know that crappy joke was actually a prophecy for clown. It was actually a prophecy for clown world, because little did we know that this would actually become like a serious thing in the years to come in our collapsing society. Yeah, I mean, we're going to see this. It's like a competition for signaling points. You know, well, just being a lesbian couple now, let's be honest, that's just downright mundane anymore in clown world. I mean, that's not even hardly worth mentioning. So, you know, you got to level up, because you always want to be on the top of the signaling points ladder. So you got to level up. And how better to level up? I'm transitioning to a man. But then the problem is, as you say, I mean, now, you know, I mean, the transitioning people at a glance, it had to be a fast glance, but at a glance, they're like, oh, okay, so you're a normal couple. No, how dare you misidentify us as normal? Just so you know, we're moving up on the signaling point ladder. We're not moving down to normalcy. We're trying to level up.
You're trying to be ultra abnormal, and the problem is for them that everybody just thinks they're normal. While Kate was supportive of his decision, it has since left her struggling to cope, since she is inherently homosexual and attracted to women. The pair, who are still together and are now engaged, say they are working to navigate the issue as a team, as they told their story on Wednesday to the Washington Post. Well, what is the problem here? She says that she's still a lesbian. She's inherently homosexual, and she is essentially with another woman. So what really is the issue here? This other woman, it can't possibly be a man. It hasn't got that extra Y chromosome. I mean, lesbians use male substitutes all the time. That's what they use instead of the male generative organ. So she's used to using a substitute. What's the difference? The only difference is that she's no longer the center of attention. That is all. That's all that this is about. And that's why they've gone to the Washington Post with their story, because they're just desperate for attention. It's so, you know, it's really pretty sad that's, you know, all that actually gives these people meaning in their lives is their sexuality and wanting to be the center of attention. They're absolute narcissists, and they don't realize the fact that every one of these stories like this, it just makes them look like that. Total egotists, narcissists, big-headed people that just want to always be the center of attention. And as you say, Grandpa, you know, what they're trying to be is at the top of the virtue signaling tree, which they should be, of course, because one of them is a transsexual. But just to people on the outside, they just look normal now. So it's led to all this confusion here, because they don't actually want to be seen as normal. And of course, they're not. They're totally abnormal, but they've got no way of actually showing that now because they just look like a normal male and female couple. I guess even the idea that they're engaged doesn't really raise any eyebrows anymore because they just look like a normal male and female couple that are engaged.
Well, and I mean, let's just look at this. She's inherently homosexual attracted to women. Well, I mean, you look at her partner, and I mean, I honestly, before the transitioning, woman is a stretch. I mean, yeah, you have to get down to the technical DNA of it because, whew, and yeah, you know, so she's inherently homosexual, but now her lesbian, her other woman partner is transitioning to a man, but they're still together and she's still attracted to she, they, it. But even though it, now we're as a society told that we have to recognize her partner as a man and refer to it as him because, you know, if it identifies as a man, it's a man. And so now we as a society are required to refer to her partner as he and as a man, but yet we have to also say, well, yes, but we have to recognize this other as a lesbian and only attracted to women, even though she's with this other woman, which we all have to refer to as a man. You see, in clown world, it's like a huge ball of yarn that's all wadded up. And really, it's pointless to try to unravel it because all you're going to find at the center is more and more insanity.
Well, she says she's inherently homosexual, but it's just been released this week. They've just done a huge study, thousands of homosexuals, and the results from it show that there is absolutely no genetic basis whatsoever for homosexuality. And they say that it's the result of personality, upbringing, and nurture or something like that. So it's basically a choice. It's a result of the environment. It's nothing whatsoever to do with genetics. It's all to do with the environment. And the environment that we are creating at the moment is to encourage more of them. Really, we should be saying what's going on.
And the one thing they left out of that, Sven, of those factors, the big ugly they left out of it, is molestation as children. They're not going to say that out loud, but we all know that's a big part of it.
Well, yeah, and what they've done is that they've legalized the results of the molestation of children, which is an increase in homosexuals. Instead of saying, hang on a minute, what's causing all this homosexuality? The molestation of children. Well, that's absolutely horrific. We need to do something to prevent the molestation of children. What they've done is facilitated it by saying that it's perfectly natural to have all these results of it, because that's what it is. It's molestation. That's the only way that they can actually reproduce, because they can't reproduce. All they can do is recruit. And that's when you end up with situations like this. She says, no matter how much I want to separate my trans identity from who I am, I can't. I can't separate it from my relationship with Kate because she is a queer woman. It's a daily dance that we navigate, Andy explained. I want to be seen as a man. I don't want to have any sort of mark on me that says I am trans. I think if I were more inclined to do that, Kate and I would probably have an easier time. Some people do feel like I need to represent the group I'm a part of, but not me. I just want to blend, he said. Well, that seems to be the opposite of what this other lesbian is saying, because what this trans is saying is that they just want to be seen as a man, yet when he is just seen as a man, they're not happy. I mean, that's what it boils down to, I think. It just doesn't matter what you do for them, they will never, ever be happy, and they will always continually be pushing for more. I mean, we've been told that we should just be accepting these people and assuming that this is a man and a woman, but that's not good enough for them, is it? It goes totally against everything we've been taught, I think, so far.
Well, yeah, and it's just also indicative, too, of the empty hole that some of these people are just trying to fill. You know, there's just always got to be something else. And no matter what they do, I mean, they're never able to fill that up. I mean, they take it to this next step. And, you know, like you say, they're still not happy. You know, I mean, and on some level, you know, some of them are trying to pursue some sort of happiness, but they're completely going in the wrong direction. And they keep, you know, like I say, they keep trying to fill that empty hole, that void in themselves. And no matter what they do, they can't. So they take it a little further. They get a little more out there, a little more out there in ever increasing attempts that if I do this next thing, then I'll finally be happy. I saw an interesting thing, and not to get way off topic or anything, but there was an interesting thing I saw. It's been some time ago. RT did a special. They went around and followed people that went through the full trans thing, the full operation stuff. And now they're old. They did this back in the day. And now these people are old, and they were going on about what a horrible, horrible thing it was, and they ruined their own lives, and that was one of the things that really stuck with me from one of these people they were talking to said that I kept thinking that if I do the next thing, if I get the breast implants, if I get the full genital removal surgery, then I'll be happy, and then they said, now I realize that no matter what I did, it was never enough. I was still this miserable person inside. And of course, again, it wasn't a huge revelation when this person said, well, really, this started when I was about 10 years old and I was molested by somebody. And it's just you see these same patterns over and over and over again. But of course, to notice the patterns in clown world is what has been defined as the hatreds.
Of course, we do have compassion for these people. We do feel very, very sorry for them. We know that they're in a terrible situation, to hate your own body and think that you are another gender. But it's a delusion. And as you say, it is never going to make them happy. They'll always want to have the next modification, and they'll always be thinking about finally getting their member chopped off, and that will finally make them happy. And once they've done that, what else can they do? It hasn't made them happy, and there's nothing else that they can do, and they can't reverse it. And they're stuck like it, realizing that they've made a whole mess of their lives, and they've been encouraged to by today's society. That's the worst thing. A voice is being given to all these transsexuals that are trying to encourage children to be like this, and there's no voice that is given to the people that have made these horrible mistakes. And they get shouted down by the transsexual lobby and by the queer lobby. They insult them. They try to silence them, just the same as they try to insult and silence people on the right. And these are the people that have actually been through this, that are speaking about it and are saying, well, no, actually, I had body dysmorphia. I had anorexia. I had eating issues. I had bipolar. And I was autistic, and that manifested itself as gender dysphoria. And because there was this craze of having to reinforce people's gender rather than point out that it might actually be something else, it ended up with me mutilating my body, and now I'm a total mess. I've got neither the physical attributes of a male or a female. I'm infertile. I can't produce my own hormones, and I'm depressed all the time. And that's where it ends up. And that's what we're encouraging these children. That's the one that really gets me, these children to turn out like. And I guess when it's a woman that wishes to change into a man, it's not quite so bad, I think, because they have a prosthetic. They don't actually mutilate parts of their body. I guess some of them do actually have their breasts cut off, but people with breast cancer can live with that. They don't seem to suffer quite so much as these transsexuals do after their mutilations. Well, getting back to this story here, it says it shines a light on the complexities of same-sex relationships and the stark difference between gender identity and sexuality. In sharing their story, they did not reveal many details like when exactly they met or how long they have been together. They live in the District of Columbia, but no other specifics were given. Well, I'm not surprised they're not really giving any specifics. They probably haven't been together very long. I mean, these homosexual relationships, I think they have hundreds of times as many sexual relationships as heterosexual people do. And what do they mean by a stark difference between gender identity and sexuality? Because they're still sticking together. So doesn't that sort of mean that this idea of being homosexual, that is really actually pretty shallow, and that actually, somebody that claims to be homosexual can actually be sexually attracted to somebody else? that it that is of the opposite sex, because we're being told that to be transgender is exactly the same as being the opposite sex. And what we have here is we have this couple here together that are and the lesbian is saying, well, yes, I'm still attracted to her, he, that now says that he's a he. So they're actually destroying the whole idea of homosexuality being inherent by talking about this relationship that they have, I think.
Well, this story shines the light on the complexities, all right? It shines the light on the complexities of the lie, because the lies we're told, they just keep growing and growing and they become more complex. And we, you know, the latest lie we all are demanded that we have to go along with is then superseded by the next lie that we all have to. And after a while, the lies begin to contradict the earlier lies. And so, of course, it gets more and more complex. And I'd just like to point out, because you were talking about, you know, perhaps it's not as bad for females transitioning to male. It's disgusting. I have been told, I have read and been told of what some of this entails. And no, it's ever been as disgusting as the opposite transition. And, you know, it's kind of funny to think about it in the light of all the criticism we heap upon the Muslims for female genital mutilation. You know, I mean, we're told Muslims bad because they do female genital mutilation. But yet here we are with a story such as this in our clown world society. And what are we celebrating in the end? Female genital mutilation. Female genital mutilation is not being done under the pretext of a religion, I guess, makes it different. It's being done under the pretext of insanity being made normal. So it's somehow better than what the Muslims do. It just all, again, you try to untangle this ball of insanity, this ball of yarn of insanity, that clown world, and you can't, because it's a weird thing, because in and of itself, it's like an attack on our mind, because as white people, especially white men, we're problem solvers, and our minds are just programmed that when we see something that doesn't make sense, we want to figure out why it doesn't make sense. We assume that the reason it doesn't make sense is because we just don't understand it. So we start trying to figure it out, figure out what we're not understanding. But there is no understanding this level of insanity. There is no understanding the lie, because all we're dealing with here is one lie piled on top of another lie, twisted together, superseded by another lie, and you're supposed to forget the earlier lie. There is no sanity to it, because it is insane. That's what makes it clown world.
We do try to solve problems, and I think all white men can see what the problem is here, and we can see what the solution is. And that's what's so infuriating, that instead of actually going along with the solution, society is encouraging it. We get more insight into how shallow these people are in the next bit. At the start of their relationship, the pair said they were in a group of largely female friends. When Andy decided to transition, they sought out a new social circle to allow him to be himself without having to refer to his past life as a woman. And what does that say about the depth of their relationship with their friends that they had before this? It says that the friends that they had were just extremely shallow. They really didn't mean anything to them. They could just cut them off and then go out and make a new group of friends. I mean, that's not friends. That's associates. I suspect that these people don't actually know what it is to truly have a friend, because if you're homosexual, you can't truly have a friend, can you? Because the homosexual feelings are going to get in the way of that. So these people don't actually know what it means to truly have a friend, again, which is just sad. It's not something that should be celebrated. It's not something that people should be proud of, the fact that they could just leave one social group and just grab hold of another social group and move in there, as if those people didn't actually have any character or anything individual about them. They could just transpose their friendship feelings towards another group. And it's a very communist way of looking at things, looking at people as economic units and looking at people as all being interchangeable. Doesn't matter what race they are, doesn't matter what gender they are, they're all interchangeable. They're just human beings. And that seems to be the way that homosexuals are encouraged to view other people. Otherwise, how could they just leave their group of friends like that, Grandpa?
Well, of course, in clown world, we've defined friends down quite a bit. I mean, we have, you know, all these people's like, how many friends do you have? I've got 500 friends. Really? That's a lot of friends on Facebook. Oh, you know, so, you know, even simple terms like friends have been redefined in modern clown world to really mean something not friends, just random people or, you know, that they have, like you said, they have no real attachment to. And yeah, I'm, you know, what friends? I mean, I'm sure they're friends, largely female friends. You know, yeah, I mean, it's probably weird getting together at the lesbian bar and seeing who's going to hook up with who this weekend when now one of them is transitioning and wants to be referred to as a man. Hey, well, yeah, I'm sure that becomes kind of weird and awkward. But again, that's the this is the where we wind up when we try to normalize this sort of insanity.
Homosexuality is the death of friendship and the death of male bonding. How can you have male bonding and friendship if you're going to be, you know, if you're going to be worried that somebody has got sexual feelings? You know, it destroys friendship. It's another way of destroying the bonds that we have in society. Now, apparently, Kate was uncomfortable with the new dynamic. It felt like a lie, she said, explaining that she felt she could not identify as gay any longer because her partner was now a man. She is now frustrated that people assume she is straight because she is dating a man. And she gives an illustration of this, but I'll just stop before we go any further because, you know, this is pointing out the crux of the issue here, really, is the fact that she's no longer got this status symbol of being a lesbian because it looks like she's with this, to all intents and purposes, a man. Although when you do look at the person that's posing as a man, they've got tiny hands. Because, of course, this is the other thing. They can't change the size of their hands. They can't change the ratio of their fingers. They can't change the size of their feet. And that's because the bone structure of a man and a female is entirely different.
Yeah, she says it felt like a lie. Well, yeah, only it's all a lie. I mean, it's all a lie. Acting like, you know, the lesbianism is normal, that's a lie. Then we're supposed to go along with the lie that her female partner there is a man now. That's a lie. The fact that we're all supposed to pretend that this is all normal and this is like a new frontier. This is true progress. It's all a lie. I mean, it's all a lie. This statement, it felt like a lie. It's like even this person on some level is like, somehow this feels like a lie. And the rest of us out here in non-clown world are like, yeah, no shit. I mean, yeah, you think the whole thing, the whole story is a lie. Everything from start to finish, it's all a lie. You know, her partner is not a man. You know, you two women being together is not normal. It's not like what the world is supposed to be like. The fact that you're engaged to be married, it's a lie. It's all a lie. It's just, you know, but yet we're all supposed to go along with it. And as a society, even as a normal society, by and large, we do. We all go along with it. We all submit. And we don't because we talk about it. But as a society, as normal, if you look at like normal conservatives, they might sit here and piss and moan and about it. But in the end, they don't want to make any waves. They keep their head down and they just kind of shake their head and grumble about it. But they all go along. And that is ultimately the end result. The end result is the normal people in society bowing their heads and submitting and going along. It doesn't matter if they realize. In fact, it's even better if they know that it's all a lie. Because if you'll go along with it, you're submitting.
Well, to illustrate the unique scenario, she gave the example of a recent birthday party when she and a group of friends went to a local gay bar. Well, if this transsexual is trying to pretend to be a bloke, what are they doing going to a gay bar? Kate, who says she dresses femininely, was wearing a tight pink dress. But she said that the bartender thought she was a straight woman celebrating her birthday in a gay bar. And isn't that what they wanted, though? Isn't that what her girlfriend that dresses as a man, that's what they wanted them to think? But why are they even going in a gay bar if that's the case? Well, I think we get some insight into that with the next quote that we have here. having been brought up by two mothers, she says she is proud to be queer. So there we go. She's actually been brought up by two lesbians. And now we see this, the environment part and the nurture part of what it is that turns people into homosexuals. And this is something we were told would never happen. We were told if homosexuals were allowed to adopt children, there is no way that they would actually turn out to be homosexual. And yet here we have an example of that. What are the chances of somebody being homosexual? I mean, they're 1 in 100, I guess, is what they are. And the chances of somebody being homosexual and their one of their parents being homosexual is even more remote. And yet what you got here is being brought up by two lesbians, and surprise, surprise, she turns out to be a lesbian as well.
Ding, 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 ding. I mean, you read that line, it's like, ding, 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 ding. Oh, ha, ha, we have a winner, you know. And, of course, the one thing they don't tell you is, okay, so she was brought up by two mothers. So was she genetically related to either one? Because we know two women aren't going to be able to produce a child. I know in Clown World we're supposed to pretend that's the case, but we know it's a lie. So I wonder, did she belong to either one? Was she just like adopted in, like not related to either one? Does one of the mothers, you know, previous, because what happens a lot of times is one of them, you know, she's with a guy, she's somewhat normal, then she splits from the guy, goes a lesbian, and then drags the kid into it. So yeah, here we go. I mean, oh no, this isn't telling at all. You know, little girl brought up in a lesbian household, and lo and behold, she's a lesbian too. And we all, you know, just supposed to pretend like, you know, we can't do the simple math in our heads.
She's been denied access to a father. That's what it is. It's child abuse to deny a child access to a father. And that's what's happened here. She's had two man haters bringing her up, and surprise, surprise, she turns out to be a lesbian. I mean, all you can really say is that, you hope that through living with this other girl that's pretending to be a bloke, she might, you know, she might become attracted to men, and she might actually fulfill her purpose and settle down and have a child. But I guess that, chances is quite remote, since she's going to be completely messed up by being brought up by these two mothers. Apparently she became upset when the two mothers threw bridal showers for the pair earlier this year, and Andy's decorations were all rainbows, a universal sign to celebrate the LGBTQ community, and Kate's were all pink. We want to be treated like a man and a woman, like everybody else, but we also want our underlying identities to be acknowledged in some way. My queerness can exist in my attraction to Andy, and his transness can exist. I think that kind of fluidity is hard to grasp, she said. Well, yes, it is hard to grasp, because wasn't she given exactly that? She says she wants to be treated like a man and woman, like everybody else. And they were. She was given a bride. They were given a bridal shower. She was given pink things. And then she says, but we also want our underlying homosexual identities to be acknowledged. And the woman that was playing the man was given decorations that were all rainbows. So she was actually given everything that she asked for, and she's still not happy. The reason she's still not happy is because she had this messed up childhood, and she thinks that this is normal behavior, and it's normal to be a lesbian, and it's normal to have a partner who thinks that they're transsexual. She's never going to be happy, never going to be happy until she realizes that what she is doing is wrong, basically. I mean, that's all there is to it. These people will never be happy all the while they continue doing what they're doing, all the while that they continue living in sin the way that they are. You know, they have to acknowledge that what they're doing is harming their soul, and there is a part of them that realizes that, and that's why they try to force everybody else to go along with it, because they think if people stop pointing that out, then they won't feel so bad about it themselves. But they will always feel bad about it themselves, and this story just goes to prove that, I think, Grandpa. Well, thank you very much for coming on today. Thank you very much, listeners, for listening. I will be back on Monday with more of the Daily Nationalist for you. God bless, and hail victory.
Radio Aryan at radioaryan.com.